Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is Fred Rogers, known affectionately to an entire generation of children as Mr. Rogers. His acclaimed public television series, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, has consistently rated among the most popular PBS programs since it premiered nationwide in 1968. Unlike the breakneck pace and spectacular effects of some children's programs, the feeling around Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is soft and quiet. Said the New York Times of Mr. Rogers, "Gentleness can have clout." Fred Rogers is a musician, an ordained minister, and, as one admirer described him, a bright light in childhood's sky. Mr. Rogers, so many millions of children have learned from you. I'd like to begin by asking what you learn when you're in the presence of children.
I often learn the importance of quiet. As a matter of fact, David, just before you arrived today, there was a man who wanted to do a radio program who came over from Ohio, and he brought his little girl, whose name was Stephanie. And for the longest time, she didn't say anything. And this man and his wife, I think, would have liked to have had her talk more in front of Mr. Rogers. But I learned how effective silence can be. Even being very quiet, she was still able to communicate a lot. Of course, I've learned about many of the themes that we've dealt with on the neighborhood from children. In fact, one child gave me the first line of the song, "What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite?" That's a direct quote from a child. Now, what do you do with it? That child was longing for control and so afraid to be out of control. That's one of the scariest things in all of life, is to feel that you can't control what your own feelings are at the moment.